The Longmont Leader accepts contributions, photos, letters to the editor, or LTEs, and op-eds for publication from community members, business leaders and public officials on local topics. Publication will be at the discretion of the editor and published opinions do not represent the views of the Longmont Leader or its staff. To submit a contribution, email info@longmontleader.com. I am writing to have an exception to Sherry Malloy's article 12 October 23, Let's Elect Susie. Firstly, to be honest, I don't trust that Susie would be a good candidate at all for Longmont. It really sits wrong with me that she is using a sob story to get people to like her. Who in their right mind is showboating about her daughter's mental illness, attempted suicide? Also her son's disability. I don't want someone who relies on empathy to get the position, but hard work. Does she even have time to put her attention to the city's problems? To me, that shows she has no real thing to offer as a city council member. Secondly, if she is doing so many things, how does she give appropriate time to do what needs to be done at the city council? All I have seen she is useful for at city council meetings is being a dictionary. She is better off at a school board than helping the city council. I don't think she has been much help at all to the city. Has she really helped at all? Thirdly, using being the first Latina in city council means nothing if they can't do the job right. It just makes us look bad if they can't get the job done. I am first generation Latina as well. I hate when one uses being Latin to get a job. Yes, it's historic, but what does race have to do with being in city council? Does it matter more if someone is fighting for us than caring about someone's skin color? What public service has she really done to help the Latino community? Fourthly, this is why I am writing to you, cause I don't like when one embellishes someone on these aspects. I want to hear or read about what she has really done for our community, not keep hearing about the same sob story to get re-elected. She already was on the city council. What has she really done for me to vote for her? What generous public service has she done? Finally, we in the Latino community needs a council member who is facing the struggles we are facing. Someone who is transparent and responsive, who isn't retired or an educator to change the composite of the council. Who is going to bring new ideas and have literature faithfully translated for who are residents who don't speak English and who want to be involved in our community? Sincerely, Consuelo Alcaraz, a constituent of Ward 3.